This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support prices, or MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए आज कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हर एक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
The Cabinet has approved the continuation of the interest subvention IS component under the modified interest subvention scheme for 2025-26 and approved the required fund arrangements.
The cost of working capital has been reduced by having interest subvention scheme. 4% per 2 lakh rupees tak ka kisano ko capital mile, wo dhyan rakha gaya hai is scheme mein. 7% nominal rate hai, usme 1.5% subvention hai. और 3% है प्रॉम्प्ट रिपेमेंट इंसेंटिव. इफेक्टिवली जो निकला है उसमें यह है कि करीब 4% पे किसानों को 2 लाख रुपए तक का लोन मिलता है. 449 बैंक्स और फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इस स्कीम में जुड़े हुए हैं.
द कैबिनेट ऑल्सो गेव नॉट टू 2 मल्टी ट्रैकिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स अक्रॉस इंडियन रेलवेज इन महाराष्ट्र एंड मध्य प्रदेश. द इनिशिएटिव्स विल इम्प्रूव ट्रैवल कन्वीनियंस, रिड्यूस लॉजिस्टिक्स कॉस्ट, डिक्रीज ऑयल इम्पोर्ट्स and contribute to lower carbon dioxide emissions. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of 4-lane Badvel-Nerror corridor with a length of 108.134 kilometers at a cost of 3,653.1 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh on NH67 on design, build, finance, operate, transfer mode. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh from tomorrow. During his visit, he will inaugurate, dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 70,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. Later, Mr. Modi will visit West Bengal. As part of India's global diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor, an all-party parliamentary delegation visited multiple countries to garner international support against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. In Jakarta, a delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha received strong backing from the Indonesian government, which condemned terrorism and supported India's zero-tolerance policy. Another delegation headed by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Rome to convey India's firm and united stance against terrorism. In Panama, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, leading the delegation, met with Panama Assembly President Diana Castaneda and reiterated that while India seeks peace, terrorist acts must not go unpunished. In South Africa, NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule emphasized India's deliberated, targeted and proportionate response under Operation Sindoor, reaffirming the country's commitment to countering terrorism without escalating tensions. A civil defense mock drill will be conducted tomorrow in districts bordering Pakistan. The exercise will take place in Gujarat, Rajasthan, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. During the drill, officials will provide demonstrations and training sessions to equip participants with the necessary skills to handle emergency situations. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu tomorrow. Met Department predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Orissa, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. And in hockey, the Indian junior women's team defeated host Argentina in a shootout after a 1-1 draw in regulation time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.